Okay, sir. Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
What about the discipline? Because a lot of times I believe with me, myself, I'm too hard on my
son. You're never too hard on your children. Let me tell you something. A child is given to you when they're making a car and they're changing it from one shape and they're changing it into another shape. The intensity of the heat that is used to melt it, to bend it, is the degree that the temper of it and the strength of it.
Yes, sir. I know Allah, God, and the person, Master Wasdi, Far Muhammad, His Messenger, and Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is making me more conscious and more aware of the development of my so-called son. So I'm really trying to keep focused and take it a lot serious about his development.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you see, here's one thing. You see how well-mannered and behaved the attack dogs is that the police have on the police force?
Yes, sir.
Well, they take them often in the sight of the other peoples, but they tell you they have these control about animal cruelness. But they know
yes,
to get that obedience, they have to take it out of the sight of the other people so that the other people don't see it. And they use that, what they say, is cruel to the animal in order to get him to behave so that they don't have to be that kind of cruel to it.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? But they call it cruel, and if they catch you out on the streets doing that, they'll say they don't want you to have an obedient dog like that. So what they do is they'll discriminate against you and lock you up.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And they know that what produced well-behaved children in the first place was the not sparing the rod, as the Bible says. But you got to remember, in this country here, they try to fix it so that you got to remember, they want the filth that's out there. Because they capitalize, Allah God, the prison master, what is Islam, the message of Muslim, but Allah didn't come to change nothing. They want you to understand what it's like to spare the rod.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? That's what it's all developing. That's why they say, look, if you whip your child, we can put you in jail. But then they tell you on the same time of that if your child is out there writing that graphic on the wall out there, and you can't control your child, then you're going to be fine.
Yes, sir.
Can you see the trick in that?
Yes, sir.
You're going to stop your child from going out there doing it unless you have the iron hand.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So they put you can't you for one hard spot for the other hard spot. They got you in their spot. But Allah God, the person that's about to see from them, and it's nothing but son of black woman, want it that way. In the first place, when Muslim children, look at, when you are in the Islamic religion, they cannot charge that against you because it is the Islamic law, and they know that that's the Islamic law, and they cannot enter into a religious culture.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? But if you classify yourself as a Christian or an American, then if you put your hand and you try to raise your child in that particular manner, they have a right to come against you.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But they have no right to come against you. If you claim to be an American and you claim to be a Christian and you get mad, if you have more than one life, you ain't going to court.
Yes, sir.
But if you are a Muslim, they cannot come against you for having more wives than one.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So because it is binding upon you by a law to raise your child with that strong hand.
Yes, sir.
And they do it too in the lodge. All them Masons and Swiners and Eastern Stars and all them families up there, the highfalutin family, they do it, what they do is have a midwife or have a maid do all that. And by them being on the state and back up in them rich homes, you don't know about it. You don't see it.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all things due to Allah God. That's what even made the slave master become civilized, or the females become civilized, because they had the maids and the butlers and the midwives chastise the children to make them behave and teach them civilization.
Yes, sir.
Then after they got civilized, then they didn't want nobody else to be civilized just like them, so then they start passing laws. Don't raise them this way, don't raise them that way. America cannot teach you how to raise people because they don't know how to raise people.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, and that's very obvious.
Being a remote development like this.
Yes, sir.
You know, you over in the East, you can leave your food, you can leave your commerce open over there in the Holy Land, and you can go to prayer, and you can come back, and ain't no apples taken or nothing stolen, and the people can be hungry right there.
Yes, sir.
And they still won't touch it.
Yes, sir.
Just now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But we know that Islam is the proper way to raise a child.
Yes, sir.
Islam is the proper way that even this beast and the presidents and stuff was raised, but they keep it a secret to themselves.
Yes, sir.
So they got to have so many degrees, 20 degrees of knowledge in before they become civilized.
Yes, sir.
Then they teach the Christians, which is uncivilized.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So a lot of the president of the National Mother wants you to see this. You know, there is no thief. There is no thievery among the true Asiatic peoples that is raised in the Asiatic way.
Yes, sir.
All the other parts that has been contaminated by the American European people's way.
Yes, sir.
There is thievery among those aboriginal or Asiatic peoples where America has touched with that venom of theirs.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God and the President of the Master of Allah, Sifra Muhammad, especially for the message of the Most Honorable Allah. See, that's why all the Islamic countries now are going against this American culture way of behavior pattern, because they have, European people, because they have tried it and find it to be totally corrupt.
Yes, sir.
So they are trying to get back to the way the original Quran say that they should be. And it took them a hard time to get back that way, and it's taking a hard time to get to it, but they're going to get to it. Because Allah God and the President of the Master of Allah, Sifra Muhammad, is messing the Messiah of the Black Mother, is going to see that they get to it. Through the new way of the new Muslims from over here in the hills of North America, upon the return of the prodigal son back into his own.
Yes, sir.
And that's what will bring it back into the sum total of the whole.
Yes, sir.
You know, with the new Islam, the new kingdom of heaven that will last throughout all eternity, a kingdom of heaven on earth.
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah. But of course, it will promote a civil war, but they cannot win, because they will see when we return, when the prodigal son returned, the brother didn't want to accept him.
Yes, sir.
It would be a civil war. It would cause conflict, because they're not going to want to accept it, because they're going to feel as if they didn't go astray, so why should it be such a to-do made over the return of youth?
Yes, sir.
Have no way to fight it, because these little UFOs and everything else, the angels are all to be around. There's no way that they'll be able to fight it, so they're submit.
Yes, sir.
It's going into the dawning of the new day. All praise is due to Allah, God, the President, Master, Prophet, Seeker, Imam, His Messenger, the Most Honorable. Behold, I send you Elijah the Prophet, and that's the way it is this day.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So this is the training prophet. This is why the kingdom of heaven is for the children. We're raising the children into the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, sir.
To raise them exactly the way. See, the Most Honorable Imam said, you don't see Muslim children coming into these spaces here. You don't see Muslim children in the drive-by shootings going on. You see Christians, offspring of Christian children.
That's right.
This is a Christian country, Christian policemen, Christian drive-by shootings, Christians over to Christian bullets, Christians guns.
That's right.
Christian prisons, Christian bars.
Yes, sir.
Don't need no more Christianity.
That's right.
You got enough of Christians. You ask the guard packing the gun, what are you? I'm a Christian.
Yes, sir.
You go down there to buy the gun from the prison, what are you? I'm a Christian.
Yes, sir.
You ask the policeman riding in the car, what are you? I'm a Christian. You ask the people who make the police car, I'm a Christian.
Yes, sir.
You ask the person that's pulling the trigger on the gun, killing somebody, I'm a Christian.
Yes, sir.
You ask the person that's being killed, what is it? I'm a Christian. Still need them of Christianity.
That's right.
Them who make the miniskirt, I'm a Christian. You ask them in the pornography, but what's going on? They look around my neck, you'll see the cross, I'm a Christian. You see them doing all the filthy things with the vibrators and everything else. You ask them what they're doing. I'm a real Christian.
Yes, sir.
Understand what I say? You ask the child molester that's molesting the children, what are you? I'm a Christian.
That's right.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You ask the ones who've been juking all the little children in the butts that when they were trying to be a little altar boy, and it'd be 20 and 40 and 100 of them, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, and you ask what are you? I'm a Christian, and I'm a retiring that now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You ask the ones, I'm trying to tell you, ask the ones that are fornicating with their children, they'll tell you, I'm a Christian.
Yes, sir.
How much more Christianity do you need?
Yes, sir.
We're Muslims. You don't see Muslims over there. You get caught over there with a sex magazine, it's over.
Ooh, yes, sir.
You get caught over there thinking of any kind of child molesting stuff, it's over. They don't have AIDS in Islamic countries.
Yes, sir.
They only had two cases, and that was an old man and a little young child, and that's because they came to America for a transfusion.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God and the presence of the Master of Allah, Sifra Muhammad, especially for the message of the Messiah, Ben Elijah Muhammad. You know?
Yes, sir.
So this is why Islam is the king. And this is what they're using, utilizing up there in the secret societies that govern and control America. They have Muslims, but they come out before the world and profess Christianity.
Yes, sir.
And they're utilizing Islam to control the world. They're utilizing that now 33 and the third degrees of Islam.
That's right.
That's what they're using in England. They're using Scottish Rites. They're using 47 degrees controlling their system and society of Islam. But in Europe, Germany, they're using 57 degrees of knowledge. Controlling their knowledge and civilizations over there. Yes. They're using Islam.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah. That's what the devil is using. He's using
Yes, sir.
That's what he's doing. Devil ain't no fool. You know, once you get this line, you're free from his tricks.
Yes, sir.
Now it's locked in by my God in the prison of Master Wallace D. Flam. I'm going to spend the rest of the time. I'm going to tell you that Islam is what you want.
Yes, sir.
And that's why you find out the proper way of bringing up the children. You seek out the knowledge of how the Muslim and the Muslim nation of Islam raise their children. And that's why you got good children. See, you don't see Muslim children coming to these places. And the person said, man, I want to know how to keep my child from coming to these places. Please, you teach them Islam.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is all about. And pick them up at the gate so that they don't fall victim.
That's right. Yes, sir.
They'll never come back to these places. Islam will clean up your neighborhoods.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Islam eliminates drug addicts and everything else. But we don't believe in packing weapons and none of that. You don't need none. But son of a nice mama was there to show you an example.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So naturally, the man wouldn't want you to go to Islam. About God in the prison, Master Jesus, I'm going and the Muslim Muslim, I'm got the mentality of them locked into that degree so that they wouldn't want. Why would they want you to come into that when it would magnify to the world what they really like? And we're not here to change prophecy, we're here to fulfill prophecy.
Yes,
sir.
We're in this world, we're not of this world. We're just passing through this world, bad witness of what about. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And they teach you the mentality talking about, and since this is coming back upon them now, and one of their childs is getting so-called kidnapped and all these things is being did to them, oh, they raised such a to-do, oh, they raised such a stink, oh, it's so horrible, oh, it's derogatory, unconcealable by any means, and therefore they have mental problems, and therefore they teach you in this school or the university that they go through that when you're crazy, that's a relative and passed on through the genes, and yet what these people are doing here, what they're saying that these criminals are doing is child's play compared to what the slave masters who are the, and these people are the offspring of these slave masters who did 100 million times worse than that.
Yes, sir.
Tarred and feathered you. Took your children from you, stuck spikes up their asses and stuff. Now all of a sudden they said it's horrible because it's being did to them.
Yes, sir.
On a lower level.
Yes, sir.
The audacity. And it says that for my day, all that God has done, so should it be done unto them.
That's right.
That's right.
It would be the hand of God. They brought it upon themselves.
That's right.
Now that it's coming back before them, they tell me how horrible it is. How horrible what the Jews got done, what got done right. And that's child's play.
That's right.
Compared to the true history of what America has been done, the experiments and all the stuff that they're utilizing. Or if you could just expose all, as about God, the prison of Master Wallace D. Flam, I'm going to the most honorable, I'm going to say all of the secret hidden skeletons in the closet is going to be brought to the opening.
Yes, sir.
For the world to look at.
Yes, sir.
This guy's sitting up there telling me how horrible these crimes is. And he has committed horrible crimes in that. And want you to commit yourself to a system that was made like that. How can you, with a right mind, be saying, commit yourself to a nation or a country who has them as skeletons in their closets?
Yes, sir.
No way, shape, form, and fashion can we do it. I will not. Not me. Not no sane person would commit themselves to Misty Babylon or so-called Sodom and Gomorrah, 1,000 times worse than act nation America.
Yes, sir.
No. Not me. Not no righteous people. You got to remember, if all the righteous people that they talk about in the Bible was out here in America today, they would be criminals.
Yes, sir.
They would be picked up and locked up, put in mental institutions.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? It's troublemakers, roughnecks.
Yes, sir.
It's a known fact of that. If a person, like I told you, if a person like a cloud ship right now, step out there and Jesus is sitting on it, even in the way that they're teaching you, they would fight it.
Yes, sir.
If he come the way that they say it, even in a cloud sitting up there with wings on their back, the America would have to be the first one that attack it, and they're trained that way, and they take an oath to attack everything, no matter what, whether America is right or wrong.
Yes, sir.
You obey those in authority over you, and the government makes it known that it's a military law. Attack anything that invades our airspace, even if it's a cloud. Have it look like something is inside of it or anything. Attack it.
Yes, sir.
Attack anybody. Anybody that doesn't dress the way the American people dress is a rebel, it says.
Yes, sir.
A starter.
That's right.
They have to follow the styles that is laid down by the beast.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I said?
Yes, sir.
meantime, they admit we need help. But they want to be in charge of that help that they say that they need, and they can't be, because then they would be in the same revoked development.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
You recognize they need help, and they can see the right way, but they're not going to accept it. They can't.
That's right. Yes, sir.
How can they be the ones that put it into the revoked development in the first place, be in charge of changing it from the revoked development? It's impossible. How can the knowledge that they give you bring you peace when it didn't even bring them peace? It only bring them a form of deception and lying to people.
That's right.
They run two and four.